You'll already know that you can save serious money on your household bills with Money Supermarket, but did you know that you can now earn rewards with their new Super Save Club? New to Money Supermarket, save on your car, home, annual travel insurance or broadband, and you'll get 12 months unlimited access to free days out at thousands of venues via the Money Supermarket app. And then when you add on new products, you get additional rewards. Yes, you heard that right. Simply buy your car insurance, home insurance, broadband and more with Money Supermarket, and you'll earn rewards to spend however you want. Convert your rewards into a prepaid MasterCard or choose to spend it at brands such as Amazon or Sainsbury's. Sign up today and watch your savings really add up. Visit moneysupermarket.com to find out more and join the Super Save Club now. That's moneysupermarket.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qualifying product with a Money Supermarket account. Days out via app only. 18 plus, UK only.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
Yeah, so now Sheena does her version of bullying, which is basically telling Joe to take her hat off. She's like, you should like take your hat off. Like, I'm gonna fucking bully you. Like, I'm literally saying I'm gonna bully you. Take the hat off. You got braids on. You got like really nice braids. Why don't you show your hat? Why don't you show your hat? But Joe's like embarrassed to show her braids for whatever reason. And Sheena's like, no, take your hat off. Take it off. Like, you don't need to wear that fucking Tom Tom hat. Like, we're good. We're good. We're good.
And she's like, this is the only hat I could find. Oh my God, I'm a record. Is it working? Well, is she still looking at me? She's still looking at me.
I can see the Tom Tom hat being triggering at this party for sure. It's like advertising.
Not the best
like,
choice.
Not a good choice. Right. Like, it's basically saying, like, I am Team Tom and Team Tom. So
it's
that
like wearing
there
a team
is a bad
jersey.
Choice.
Right. And here's the other thing, you know, just not to be too one-sided. Joe is kind of a dipshit in this whole situation. She's wearing a Tom Tom hat. And then later her reaction is like, I was attacked. I don't think she's being attacked, but I don't know. So then we see, so Joe's like, I've gotten so much hate from these girls. It's 100% bully and it's like horrible. It's not fun. And Sheena's talking to her friend going, I mean, if you're a hairstylist, show your work. I mean, show your fucking hair. You know what I mean? I was like, well, you're a singer, yeah. And I would appreciate it if you didn't try and sell your work. So, listen. And also, I've known plenty of hairdressers who have shitty hair. I mean, isn't that natural?
I mean, look at Jonathan Van Ness, right?
Yeah.
He's got that big old, that giant beard and the long hair and everything. Yeah. And he looks like
a horse girl from the fifth grade.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have to live the art to do the art.
Well, listen, my best Weight Watchers counselors have had pounder bags of peanut M&Ms in their glove box. You know what I mean? Like,
look,
everyone doesn't live their job.
Look at Kelly Catrone, okay? She is all about Fashion Week. And what does she do? She walks around like in a black shirt all the time and some pants. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to, you can express yourself in other ways, darling.
Yeah. And so Madison's like, I mean, she has dope braids, right? Doesn't it look beautiful? And she goes, yeah, she braids. Just, I mean, oh my God, you're always wearing a hat. Why are you always wearing a hat? Which is such an odd way.
Sheena's like, hat bullying is so strange. Take your hat off. Joe's like, no, I didn't have my hat on. So,
I'm like, oh my God, my hat, my armor. Take off my hat. Take off my hat. They're coming from. I'm melting. Oh, my hat's back on. Thank God I'm still here. God, I was still here. I was like a candle near a flame there for a second. I'm still here.
So, Katie and Ariana join the girls, and Sheena's like, so I'm having some like drinks tonight, so like enjoy it because it might be the only time it happens tonight. So Katie's like, why? Katie has in no mood to laugh along with Sheena tonight.
Yeah, Katie hates Sheena, and it's so funny watching her try to be nice to Sheena, because Katie cannot hide it, you know? She just does not have any fakeness about her, and she hates this fucking girl, and she's had to be nice to her ever since Scandoval, and it's just killing her. And she's like, oh, Sheena, you don't drink often? Well, maybe because when you do, you make out with people's boyfriends. Maybe I wouldn't be drinking if I was her either.
So now Sandoval's like hanging out with like Joe and Billy Lee and T, and they're like the outcasts, you know.
Yeah.
And Sandoval's like, hey T, I like your dress. She's like, thanks. So then Joe's like, hi Tom, I like your face, kiddo. You're doing great. I would pull my hat over my eyes, except I'm a soul. Oh, wait, no, it's there after all. Oh, whoops, I lose track of things. Just ask for Charlie the Turtle. Whoops.
He's like, thanks. I'll tell my Botox guy that you said you liked my face. Like, oh my God.
Do you have a Botox guy that can freeze your personality in time? I just want you to be this Tom all the time.
I love this Tom.
My God, I would wear this hat even if there was only one Tom, because you wouldn't be enough for this world. Tom, Tom.
You know, if you wear this hat upside down, it says, what, what? So, except I guess it wouldn't really, because the T would be upside down. So I guess it'd be more like saying like, would it be saying like Walj? Because it's like an L and a J together. Walj. So Ariana's like, is that Joe? Gross. And Lala's like, yes. I'm like that girl in elementary school who's like, where's right there? Squirting.
Sorry, this just got really awkward.
Yes.
So then over on the chair is Billy Lee's tattletaling. And she's like, the girls behind you, every time they look over here, they're just like mean mugging at us. They're like mean mugging. And literally, I'm like, okay, drama. Left. But then we see that they literally are.
Yeah, they're being.
The girls are just looking over like, gross, gross.
Because like Billy Lee's always mean mugging. So I'm like, shut up, Billy Lee. And then I look, then they cut to Ariana going, she's a rat girl. I'm like, okay, Billy Lee may have a point here.
Billy Lee's not always mean mugging. She's always shocked mugging. Like, oh my God, you're here? Like, you know, like when someone's at your door. And I mean, I have a glass front door. So sometimes they don't just ring the doorbell. It's just like a UPS guy standing there. And it scares
ring
me.
The bells.
It's happened multiple times where I'm just like, whoa, you're there? And I feel like that's how Billy Lee is. Like, oh, is that a mosquito or a fly?
So Joe is just covering. She's like literally pulling her hat down over her face. She goes, I don't know what to do. Billy Lee's like, Joe, like, why are you plugging your ears? She goes, I don't like it. I don't like it. I can hear their eyes. I can hear their eyes.
Take it all right out.
And she's like, this past year, these things that these girls have said about me, they don't go away. Okay? They would insinuate that I was a crackhead. And that's like hurtful and harmful to anybody with ADD. Also not really nice to crackheads, which, you know, like, there are people too, all right?
Could you imagine being a crackhead and having ADD? Wow. So Sheena then brings all the girls over.
By the way, I know it's not great to people who have ADD. Let me just say, being called a crackhead isn't great to anybody. This is not to put it out there, okay? Nobody finds that to be a compliment. Okay, just if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
This is a blanket, you know, like, we all hurt, you know. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, it's rarely used in a complimentary way. It's not like, oh, this really hurts the ADD people more.
Right.
Oh, I guess I'm not even going to.
Well, it could, because I get that they're a stereotype. I'm saying is I don't know that they hate you because of ADD. Maybe? I don't think they're mocking you because of ADD. I think they're coming at you because of going to Big Bear with the boys or whatever.
So Schwartz like, Joseph, why are you plugging your ears? I saw you go like this.
Why is everyone? Because I don't know. I don't want. I don't want. Eek. When everyone was like, eek. Eek.
Like, she's like, everybody. They're like looking over me and they're doing this like. You know what I mean? It's like going. It's like walking through a car wash without a car. Like, you get to the end and it's just.
The time is 12:03.
I still have water droplets. I still have water droplets. I can't drop water. I still have water droplets.
Hey, Macarena.
Drop the tip of the towel guy. God. Why will nobody ever tell me? How much do you tip a towel guy?
So Joe's like, it's one thing to hear it on social media, but there's like another feeling when you can see five girls and you just kind of feel like they're just talking shit about me, about you. And Sheena's like, I was like, oh my God, like, do you want to hear this about Joe? She's like, so wild. Like, why are you wearing that hat? Like, you're a hairstylist. You should probably like show off your work. And she's like wearing braids. And like, if you're like a hairdresser, like, why are you wearing a hat? Like, am I right?
And even Lala's like, Jesus, Sheena.
I know.
God.
Is this the hill you're going to die on?
Yeah. And so Joe's like, FM on in the car while it's in the car wash. I'm not in a car. Why is the FM on? They're like, yeah, she's a freak. And Billy Lee's like, Joe, what are you doing? Are you hearing FM in the car wash again? She's like, oh my God, yes.
And T goes, she's a drama-free zone. Yeah, because Joe has her fingers in her ears. I feel so bad for her. She looks so unequipped for this situation. Like, I'm like, oh my God, someone, this poor girl. So, then Allie is like, you know what? I saw her last night and I said, well, like, she's like, didn't like my straight up question where I was like, are you fucking Schwartz? So I was like, well, do you find him physically attractive? And she said, yes. So like, well, do you have feelings for him? And she's like, yes, like my dad. Like, huh? Right, guys?
Like, oh, my God, like my dad. I'm sure that's especially hilarious to Lala. It's like, you know, married Rand or whatever. And I'm not saying anything about Lala's father. I just mean like daddy mm-hmm. types. You know what I mean? So then Ariana's like, oh, my God, does she fuck her dad? And they're like, no. And Lala's like, I can't go there. This is so awkward. Oh, God. Anybody have paper towels? Like, seriously. And Allie's like, honestly, like, she's trying to come in peace. She has, like, this energy where she's like, and Katie's like, she's a psychopath. Come on.
Ariana's like, girl, that was me a year ago. And Ariana's like, before anybody starts boo-hooing over how Joe is treated by any one of us, know that Joe is a full-blown mean girl bully who did not give a flying fuck about spending Thanksgiving with me in my home while knowing that our mutual friend was fucking my boyfriend in my house. And it is not bullying for me to point that out.
So I just need to know, what was the bullying that Joe did? Was it just coming to Thanksgiving while knowing that Tom was banging somebody?
I guess. I don't know if that counts as bullying. It just counts as definitely not being cool.
Being shitty. Yeah,
shitty.
Again, like, Ariana's a scorned one, so I still don't like this. Sorry, it's a bad look.
I feel bad for Joe. I mean, Ariana, obviously, it's well established. We feel bad for Ariana and what she had to go through with all this bullshit. But I feel bad for Joe in this situation because I think just Joe doesn't seem to, like, I don't know. I don't want to make excuses for her if, you know, because if she was being shitty, she was being shitty.
She doesn't need that many excuses. She did not cheat. She was not the one Tom was fucking. Any of that. I mean, keep it on Tom. You know what I mean? Like, if you guys are going to be mean girl bullies, do it to Tom. He's standing right there. He's standing literally right there.
So Allie's like, yeah, I met her like once or twice. Like, so I totally like believe you guys. I just want her to know, like, she can come to events and we're like not going to like bully her. Right, Katie?
Katie's like, no, I don't want her to feel like she can come anywhere. And so Joe rushes past them crying. And Katie's like, yeah, I don't want her to feel comfortable, period. And if she's uncomfortable, then I'm thrilled. And you know what, Joe? Thank you, because you gave Katie's getting two huge gifts in this episode. One, she gets to bully a girl. Katie loves to bully a girl. That's always what's made me crazy about her. And here she is, back in full force. Yep. Whether they deserve it or not, by the way, this is her favorite fucking thing to do. And the other thing she gets in this episode is she gets to be a big, huge victim about something. So this is like a great episode for her. She's winning this one.
So now Schwartz is like, Joe, where are you going? Where are you going, Joe? She's like, I don't like being attacked. I want to go home. So Brock is like, watching this. He's not happy. And
so is the attack, I'm sorry to interrupt you, is the attack that the girls, she could just see the girls all looking at her and talking about her being mean?
Maybe she could read the lips when Ariana said she's a rat girl. So Sheena's like, where's Joe? And Brock's like, oh, let's relax on the ways, Joe. She's crawling in the corner trying to find some free spaghetti. Let's relax 1 second. And then Allie, like, puts her cup on like the table near James's video equipment. He's like, Ali Belly, no, not you can't put it there, can't put it there. And then he like, she's like, oh, sorry. She's naughty, naughty. See, I wasn't yelling at my girlfriend. We're very happy. It was just playful banter. Naughty, naughty, Ali Belly. Don't ever put it near there. Ali Belly, naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. You'll be in culottes for a week if you try that again. Mariah. Right.
Hope you enjoy a pleather capelet because that's your punishment.
So Lotla and Katie are talking to Ariana about Schwartz admitting to kissing Sheena. And Katie's like, I'm going to confront her. So then Sheena is at the bar. She's like, oh my God, I'm like drinking tonight for like the first time ever. Well, not ever, but like sometimes I have like a drink, but that doesn't count because it's like drink. You know what I mean? It's like different than a drink. So like, I'm not like an alcohol. I'm like a drink, but only tonight, if that makes any sense. I'm basically sober. It's hard. It's really hard, you guys. Hey, do you have any chips?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing like a live broadcast of Shenanigans where I talk about what it's like to be like drinking for the first time in forever because like I'm a mom. So like, I'm just like, hello, welcome to the episode. Exclusive content for my Patreon.
So, Ariana and Katie are still talking about the Sheena making out with Schwartz thing. And Ariana's like, well, I made out with Sheena in Vegas. Was it at the same time? Katie's like, I don't know. And I don't want to bring it up because like, I don't want to be like, yo, bitch, what the fuck? But like, it also is like, yo, bitch, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And Lala says, yeah, but he said they were joking about like during the holidays this year. And I was like, whoa, I don't like that at all. They were joking about it. They were talking about it and joking about it. I mean, it's not like to do it is one thing, but then to joke about it on the holidays, that's a lot. I have a baby.
I'm about to squirt all over this hotel. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. So Ariana's like, so is this like an inside joke between the two of you or something? And Lala's like, it feels gross. And Katie goes, see, that part bothers me. Like, have you guys joked about doing this before? Like, that's just like so disrespectful. And then Sandoval walks over. He's like, hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. I just want to show off. I put on this cool jacket that has the back totally cut out. I don't know if you've seen this. Did you see his jacket? It was like a blazer, but the back was like a window to like below the blazer. It was so weird.
Weird person. He's struggling so hard, you know.
Trying to be fashion forward.
Yeah, he's just like, trying to be something, you know.
Ariana, I don't want to bother you, but like, I just want to make sure you got the email that I sent earlier, like, a month ago, and
she is like Gloria Swanson coming down a staircase looking at him. She's like,
I am so impressed because if there's someone that I can't stand and they try to talk to me, my dream is to do what Ariana did, just give like the evilest face. But instead, I'm like, oh, hi, like, yeah, no, it's fine, everything's fine, that's totally cool. Yeah, I'll check in that email.
Oh my God, I've just been really backed up in my emails. So I'll get to that.
It's totally fine.
She's like, my lawyer has it. And he's like, just so you, I am nervous. Look, everybody, I'm being bullied. Just so you know, we need to get things going, you know. So if you could, like, have him respond. And she's like,
she just turns away now. She just looks away, and he's just talking to her cheekbone. So, like, and Lala's like, what's this about? And Sandoval's like, oh, it's like the house. Like, yeah, like, just, you know, like, whatever. Like, let me know. Like, because, all right, well, I'm gonna leave you guys alone. It's a little drafty in here because I don't have a back to my blazer. So, bye.
So then she's like, you know, Lala's, of course, got her opinion, which is, it's taking Ariana a long time to rid herself of this house. Like, bitch, you've got so many brand deals. Get an apartment. Why should she? Why should she move out of house? That's her house.
That is her house.
He should get Sandoval's a fucking apartment.
Sandoval had the affair. He moves out. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So Katie is seeing this like, I'm twerking. That's what like drunk people do. No, it's like drunk tonight. Just like temporary drunk.
So just like take this twerking. All in. Take this all in because I like I so rarely drunk twerk. So like what you guys are getting is like really a special thing.
So they go to the bar. They're going to talk or whatever. And then Sandoval is flirting with T. And he's like, well, yeah, I was like, the other night I was like at a pool by the sky bar. You know what that's like. I was like, I'm cold. And I was like, oh, you've got a jacket. Why are you still cold? Yeah, so I was doing. I had a girlfriend one time. Now she's my roommate. Get it?
Yeah, it's like really hard going on dates because you have to like talk to people. It's like weird. I haven't like done this in a while. And then we see a very quick timeline of how he's basically been in a relationship since 2008. Kristen, Ariana, Raquel.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you'd learn that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, "How the hell did we get here?" Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
So he's like, oh, maybe it's time to like rip off that Band-Aid and like go on some first dates. You know, man, I'm just like, I'm the victim here, man.
So then Katie talks to Sheena, and then she's like, I don't know how to bring this up because it was like brought up to me in such an abrupt way. I mean, Sheena, the fathoms that are missing from my fathom bag. I can't even.
Some might look into that fathom bag and say, this is fathomless.
Doesn't it feel good to fathomless? So anyway,
Ariana's like, Sheena, you in danger, girl.
You in danger, girl. So apparently, Lala had juice with Schwartz, which is a great sentence. And she was talking to him about Sandoval and how he's like so over talking about everything. And he was like, yeah, I've done this. I like made out with Sheena in Las Vegas.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he said you were in Vegas.
Okay, like what happened was that like me and Ariana were there with my mom and my sister for her cheer competition in like fucking high school. So
are you trying to put me asleep before you answer the question? Because okay, seriously,
I had just gone to the M&M store and I just got a bunch fathoms of M&Ms that said Sheena's, and like I was like, this is a great trip. It's like the best trip we've ever had in like forever. And then like we went to like Cheesecake Factory and I got like some of like that brown bread, which is like so delicious. And then afterwards, there's like that little statue of the man sitting on the side, and I was like, let me take a photo with it because it looks like I'm taking a photo with a man, but he's actually a statue, so it's like really fun. And then like all of a sudden, like the sky turned like red and like it was like blue, and it's like it turns out we were doing like a show in the middle of the mall because we're in Caesars. It was just like so fun. So what we're talking about again, Kitty?
But why would he say like we made out if you guys didn't like make out?
Well, we didn't. Like, nope. We absolutely did not. Like, cause like that was like not a make out. Like, no. Like, can I tell you what was like making out without? You know who I was making out with on that trip? You know who I was making out with? A yard of margarita. I was just slurping that thing up. Also, Ariana.
And she was like, oh my God, I just wanted to pretend that never happened. I mean, my God, I never told my best friends. I never told Aunt Dee. I never told any enchiladas. I never told the crop top. I mean, also, I would never have told Katie, especially back then, because, I mean, she's scary. The bitch is scary.
Yeah, this is when Katie, like, oh my God, this is like a time where Katie was such a fucking monster to Sheena. I can't even. I'm like, she's like, how could you not come to me about? Because you're terrifying. You're still terrifying. Why do you think she wouldn't come to you?
Yeah.
Also, the way that she tells a story is that they were partying in Vegas and then Tom pulls her aside and tries to kiss her, which isn't really the same as her making out with Schwartz, right?
Right. It's not. And the thing is also that, like, Katie, when Katie is not in, like, good standing with Sheena or vice versa, I should say, Katie is so mean to Sheena. So then, of course, Sheena's not going to say that. Like, Sheena doesn't want to, like, deal with the wrath of Katie. And then when they're good, Sheena doesn't want to go back to the wrath. So, of course, Sheena's not going to bring it up, especially if it's not something that, like, there's no upside to saying it.
It was 12 years ago. You hated her guts when it happened. The only time you were friends with her was when you got dumped by Stassi and you were the only person left on the show. That was like the season where Katie was nice to everybody. Remember? It was so weird.
And don't forget, also, remember in the early years of Vanderpump Rules, Sheena was known as the mistress of the group, and she probably didn't want to add fuel to that fire.
Right. They were all calling her whore and mistress and all of this stuff. And so when Katie was alone on the show, Sheena befriended Katie. She didn't have to do that. She could have just let Katie rot and have nobody to shoot with and get kicked off the show like anybody, any other reality star would have done. But she befriended Katie. And then the second Katie got Stassi back, she totally turned on Sheena and started bullying her immediately, like 5 minutes later. So she didn't owe you shit, okay?
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
She did. There was no upside. And once again, by the way, this is another example of a shitty guy on Bravo stupid indiscretion, and then he gets to smile and be like, oops, and then the girl is the one who has to take the heat. Like, look at fucking Southern Charm last season. Austin makes Taylor keep the secret about their makeout, and then, or he doesn't make her, but he like guilts her into it. And then he's the one who outs it. And then she looks like the shadiest one. I mean, she was shady, but like, it's always the guy who just is like, ha 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 ha, this happened. And then the girl is the one who gets all the wrath.
Yep. Every single time. And Schwartz is obviously doing this just to ruffle Katie. He's doing it obviously just to piss Katie off and to break up Sheena and Katie from being a united front. And it's worked, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, Sheena's like, why would I bring this up to blow up our relationship? And Katie's like, but now, like, it's a joke. Like, it's funny now. She's like, I'm not making fun of it. And she goes, yeah, but like, he said you guys were joking about it over the holidays. Over the holidays. Lala has a baby.
I may have made a comment like, oh, well, yeah, you're a makeout whore. Like, you tried it with me once. Yeah, but I'm looking at the course now, like at the course of our like friendship. And you've been like a bridesmaid at my wedding, even though I didn't really want you to be a bridesmaid. And like, it never came up at all.
I fought actively for you not to be.
Didn't she like not want Sheena to be a bridesmaid?
Of course. I don't know.
She's like, I would assume that like with Tom, like, okay, he's fully made out of like with a million girls. And I was like a broken person. Like I was like a shell, like my self-confidence, my self-worth was like next to nothing.
Yeah. You know why? Because Schwartz fucking sucks. That's why. And that's another thing. We've always been on the side of Katie being way above Schwartz. Schwartz has always been a piece of shit, fucking emotional abuser to Katie. So I want to make sure we keep those two things clear. Two people can be assholes here, but we've always thought here that Katie is way above that fucking guy. And I'm so glad she got away from that fucking loser. And this is just another example why. And it's not because he made up with Sheena for 12 years ago. It's that he's using it now just to get under your skin because you're too fucking happy for one single week, you know? So right. Sheena's like, well, why would I have brought it up? Because, like, I knew that he had already done a number and he was shitting on your relationship. And I'm like, why would I hurt you more? And be like, yeah, he did that with me too. And Katie's like, because. She's like, no, because I wanted you to work out, Katie, okay? Like, I wanted you to work out with Schwartz. It's, like, really important to me. It's, like, a person who only drinks every once in a while.
Yeah, but you can't act like you wanted to work out, but then withhold the fact that her, like, future husband is, like, making out with like her, right? Like, or trying to make out. Like, that's actually when you say you have to get out of this relationship. So she does not totally in the clear here either. So Katie's like, yeah, you have to, but you being someone that was also part of that whole narrative, some might say convenient narrative, and being part of our wedding, that's like almost Joe levels of awfulness. So Katie's like, yeah,
but has anyone said 12 years ago yet? That's the thing. Like, does Katie even know it was 12 years ago? I guess Sheena did kind of, because she's like, my sister was at a cheer competition in Vegas. So I don't know. It was so long ago. And you can't act like you married Schwartz not knowing that he was a piece of shit. You knew he was a cheating piece of shit. And I'm not saying that that justifies him being a cheating piece of shit. But it's not like had Sheena told you that he tried to make out with her when they were wasted and partying in Vegas one time that you wouldn't have married Tom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that was one little bead on a long shitty string of beads.
I think
I don't know why I'm making
anal beads, but I think Brock is the only one who's like, oh, this is like 10 years ago, everyone. Come on now. Yeah. So, because he does that later. So, anyway, let's move on to the next day. So, now Lala and James meet with Schwartz. This is a long ass episode, by the way. I'm just like realizing there was still so much left in this episode.
Is it? It feels almost over. It feels
no,
like that was
we have
like,
the, we have a lunch, and then we also are going to have a breathing exercise, and then we have this is a big one. Okay, so
okay. Okay, we need to take a break.
We can do this. I'm like, I have
this
to.
This is
going to
be our lame is. Okay, we can do this
so badly.
It'll be like the old days, a nice 3-hour sesh.
Oh my goodness! So now it's the next day. This podcast, by the way, we've been recording for 24 hours.
Like, to the listeners, it's now Sunday.
Oh, a new episode of Vanderpump Rules is about to start.
A new season is starting. Oh my god, they recast half of Vanderpump by the time the recap ends. So the next day, Lala and James meet with Schwartz to talk about last night. And I love, so then they talk about, you know, 6 hours earlier, Schwartz having lunch with Joe and how Joe was basically hurt by all the girls and had an anxiety attack. And Joe's just saying at their lunch, he's like, I was just scared. You know what I mean? I mean, all I heard was, he's like, oh no, it was the FM inside the car wash, wasn't it? Yes. Yes. Hold on. You still got water droplets on you. Let me wipe those away. She's like, oh my God. In love again.
I'm still laughing at the concept of FM in the car wash. Is she hearing Delilah or something?
No, don't you remember when you go through the car wash and you were playing the radio, how the car wash, the radio would just be like.
Oh, yeah.
My dad would always bang on the car, bang on it, being like, why isn't it working? Because you're in the car wash. But he just kept hitting it, thinking, surely if I just hit it enough, it'll come back to life. Oh, dads.
You're like, Dad, stop banging the radio and pay attention to this wonderful show. As the, you know, everything swivels. I love the car wash. Although there was a period of time in my life as a kid when I was terrified of it. It was so scary. But then all of a sudden you realize it's actually the most fabulous thing you could do. It's just like a bunch of dancers. Like showgirls.
Yeah, because kids are pussies.
Yeah. So are plants. I'll tell you one thing. My plant never complained in the car wash.
Exactly the same as my ficus was scared in the car wash once.
So
it's the only plant I know, if you noticed, a ficus.
I know you're really leaning into ficus. There's what about a spider plant, Ronnie? So Schwartz is like, yeah, Joe is fine, she's fine. And Lala's like, and when you see her, do you like kiss her? Squirt. And Schwartz is like, no, like kind of like when we hang out, but it's not like that, except, you know, we just haven't had sex, you know. So
which wait, is a lie talk?
What, we haven't had sex? I thought he made a joke. I don't know. I don't get it.
Maybe I wrote that.
Doesn't matter.
Wrong. So Lala's like, you know what? Like, that's very different, actually. And he goes, yeah. I mean, huh? Right? Oh no. He's talking to Lala. He's saying, no. It's like when we hang out, Lala. Except me and you haven't had sex. Sorry.
I read it wrong. That was my bad. I apologize.
Wait a minute.
The greater
what
Bravo community.
Here?
So they're talking about that, and Lala's like, is Sandoval coming? Because, you know, if he is coming, so I just want to look good in case a paparazzi takes photos. And Schwartz is like, yeah, he said he was going to pop in, but who knows? He's on Sandoval time. Oh.
So I love that Tom's having this whole season of like, look at what a different person I am, and still fucking constantly shows up late to every single thing. That is so rude and a fuck you to everybody around you. I can't. So Lala's like, oh my God, look at you, Sandoval. The energy seems good. You happy? You have a good day? What about that? And he's like, yeah, good day. I like your nails. Can I borrow them? She's like, thank you. I'm just so used to coming with your head hanging low and being all sad. Look at you now.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I know. It's like I got neutered. And then James is like, it's like someone woke up on the sunny side of the bed this morning. You know, I woke up on the sunny side of the bed this morning, and then can of aha watermelon sparkling water fell on my head right from that stupid Southwest airline. Stop throwing your trash at my head.
So then we get Sandoval's newest load of shit.
Well, I've been running around because we had some AC issues, so I had to go to the main bedroom and, like, close some vents. And then the door got left open. Somehow, it just got left open by someone. I mean, I wasn't there. It was me that left the door open. But then Maya went in there and, like, ate some stuff, like some weird stuff. So we've had some problems with that. So that was rough.
And Schwartz is like, yeah, she does that. Did you ever tell you about the time that she ate 500 laxative pills? Or is it 50? I'm a little boy. Sandoval's like, it was like 500. And she like eats like pillows and hair coloring. And like she like shits on top of the couch. I'm like, well, maybe Maya's eating the laxatives because she's like, damn, this pillow, I am not digesting it very well. Like, it's just, she's trying to solve her own problems.
It's called self-care because you're not fucking helping.
Yeah.
So then he's like, Maya, like, she often gets into things like laxatives. And Ariana's upset with me, but, like, it's clearly an accident. Clearly.
God, shut the fuck up. You can't even take accountability of the fact that, like, you let Maya have access to food that she can't eat. She's mad at me, but it's like an accident, man. You're supposed to say, I'm so sorry. This was totally my fault. It's my bad. I was very irresponsible. It won't happen again. Not like it was obviously an accident. So why are you like mad at me?
When Ariana's story, Ariana's story, which we get in a little while, is that he locked the dog in the room. Like she was gone and he put the dog in there. He didn't just leave the door open. He put the dog in there and closed the door because he was.
And you know when you've done that. Like I think you know when there's a dog stuck in a room, right? I would imagine.
Yeah. But also, why was your takeout from last night still on the counter in your bedroom?
Well,
seriously, you do need Anne to clean up your shit, because that's crazy too.
Yeah, there should not have been a takeout container.
Don't you feel like a fucking parent sometimes doing this show? We joke about how we're not parents, but then listen to us. We're like, but then your takeout was left out, Missy.
I'm like, it's like we do have children. They're on television.
They're on TV.
Yeah.
That's why we never had to have children, because we're always bossing these people around who can't even hear us, you know. So, I mean, I guess they could. I wouldn't recommend it.
Sandoval's like, you know, I'm like trying to move forward and like take action, like make it super easy for her to like move out, you know. And Lala's like, yeah, and I know how it feels to have someone hold you hostage for your past or their version of it. He's like, yeah, and it's just been like humbling.
What does this have to do with you? What in the world?
Well, what's funny is that like that comment is, I believe, 75% targeted at Sandoval. Because Sandoval was the one who held her hostage for her past. And he just does not even realize it.
Oh, okay. God, I'm misunderstanding everything Lala says in this scene. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, no. It was good.
I mean, I don't know if she meant it that way, but it could apply to him. And he doesn't even have the moment to say like, oh, yeah, that's what I was doing to you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get it either. So he's like, it's been humbling. Like, I've been doing guided meditation and trying to just like explore other ways to handle anxiety and anger. Maybe you should try meditation that's like, take better care of pets. How about that? And maybe it's some meditation that's like, you don't deserve this house. You don't deserve this house. You aren't automatically born with a right to a house that also you took fucking loans out on when someone else was part owner of this.
Dude, it was like an accident. Like, why are you mad at me? It was like clearly an accident. I'm doing guided meditation.
He's like, you want to come over for breath work?
And she's like, no, I don't want to hold you to your past in any way, shape, or form. I just don't know what I can participate in right now, Toms. And I don't want to make a mockery of the work that you're doing. So maybe I'll sleep on it and come after you do breath work. I just want to be in a place where you're not purposely breathing, because that would be harmful to my friend Ariana. But maybe if it's a place where you just happen to be breathing, that's better.
Here's what I want to do. I want to walk in while you're doing something really embarrassing and I can like laugh about it. Okay. So now it's time, the next day. It's time for Sandoval's guided meditation, which there was a part of me that thought when he said he does guided meditation, it meant like a guy did meditation. Like that's all he meant by it. So this guy, Sandoval's lying there on like a mat and he's got headphones on. The I guess there's probably some music or some sensory deprivation, whatever going on through his ears. And this guy, Dr. Vu, is speaking to him through a microphone and he's like, okay. 3, 2, 1, in, out. And Sandoval's like,
Right now, you're revving your engine.
We're revving your engine. I want you to see yourself as a race car that sings on key. This is a C. Give me a C.
It is not a C. Do a C. You can do it, Tom. You can do it.
Now, these next few minutes is going to set the tone for this entire session. In.
Dude.
Out.
Wasn't my fault. It was clearly an accident, man.
We need to conquer the tough challenges.
It's my house.
Let go of all the resentment you feel.
You in danger, girl.
There you go. Let it flow.
Dublin latte.
Let it go.
Clea Duvall, fashion icon.
Let's reflect on your inner world. Remember, the universe always prioritizes our growth over our comfort.
White nail polish, dude.
Buzz buttons.
Now, one big exhale. We're going to let it feel through your whole body.
Schwartz's mom. It's like an emotional orgasm, bro.
This was the most Sandoval thing that Sandoval's ever Sandoval'd.
Scream.
I'm like trying to control myself. I'm like in an apartment now. I'm trying to not get thrown out of this place, but whoa, like Sandoval doing his, just even his little breath work was.
I was like, are there any of those laxatives left? Did Maya take all of them? Because you sound like you need one. He's just like, ooh. Sounds like he's grabbing onto the just lid, you know, the seat of the pot, just like grabbing onto it. Ooh.
It did not sound like breath work. It definitely sounded like constipation work. It was... I was like, I think I was making these noises last week, but the difference was I was preparing for a colonoscopy.
You did actually take in medication. I was like, ah! Oh my gosh. So Dr. Vu is like, I think you have a friend here now that we're done. And he's like, yeah,
oh, what's up, Lala? She's like, yeah. Oh my God. Just, I hate to say it. Just squirt it. So awkward. What the fuck are you doing?
Lala walks in the middle of this and is like, what the hell? And I love how Sandoval goes from this like scream cry to then be like, oh, hey, Lala, what's going on? That's really cool, man. You want to do it?
Yeah.
She's like, no, so I'm not going to do this. It seemed really great. And I know that like you wanted us to all do this together, but I have a little bit of dignity left and I'm not going to do this on national TV. So thanks. Yeah. But no, thanks.
I'm going to keep the remainder of my dignity. Thank you. I'm basically an orca. So so she's like, you know, it seemed really great. And I know you wanted us to do it together, but like, I'm amazed with you. And we should, you know, we all reserve the right to evolve. And except for Joe. Anyone else says.
Except for Joe. She can't evolve.
And Katie later, who I also turn on in about 5 minutes. So, yeah. And Ariana as well. But, you know, fuck what anyone else says, you know? And let's just say he is bullshitting us all. Like, I don't have to sleep with him. He sleeps with himself, you know? And I sleep pretty nice at nights.
Yeah. You know what happened last year, Tums, was like the cherry on top of the squirt. And I feel like for a very long time, I have really, really tried this. Okay. And I've texted you to tell you I was proud of you at the barsk, and I would never get responses. And when my life went south, not once did you ask me how I was doing. Because as you may remember, I was in a marriage with Rance, and then he cheated on me. And then it would have become a huge nationwide scandal. But then, like, your scandal took over. So I think maybe now would be a good time for me to start my scandal back up again. So what I'm trying to say is this is Lalaval right now. And so, Scandalala, I don't know, whatever you want to say it. So, like, are you paying it? Did you fall asleep on me, Tom?
He's like, well, I I apologize, but I didn't feel it was appropriate for me to contact with you. There was a disconnect.
In other words, we hated each other. Why are you fucking acting like I would call you during your... We hated each other's fucking guts, okay? And you sent me one text one time that said, congrats on your restaurant. Like, what is that supposed to do? But I like that she's like, listen... It wasn't Scandoval. I hated your ass before Scandoval. So let's stop pretending like I just need to forgive you for Scandoval. You're an asshole. I hate your guts. I've always hated your guts. So tell me why we're supposed to be friends again.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just like, you know, what happened in my life, like, really, really fucked me up. And if you want to join me on this storyline, I really would like, I would like you to join me because I'm not getting any traction with it. I'm just like really trying to remind America that I also have a scandal and...
It'd be nice if I could get maybe at least an episode.
I don't need to be on Dancing with the Stars, but could I just maybe be on Dance Moms or something? Can I just like get anything? Anything. Come on.
I mean, shit, I'd do Masked Singer. I don't care.
Oh, did that one. Sorry.
Damn it. I'll just wear masks. I don't know. Whatever America needs from me.
This is Sheena, just in the parking lot. I just wanted to say I'm really upset that you did Masked Singer and didn't even tell me.
Do you mean to do, like, that Storage Wars? I'll open up some storage places.
Did it.
Oh, I'm going through a lot. Yeah, well, thank you. I just want to, like, I just want positivity right now. And I just, like, want to be positive, like, to other people. And I don't want to, like, walk in a room and people be like, oh, I don't want that. Like, but the way things have been, like, worked out in my life, I do feel like this was actually supposed to happen. And, like, maybe, like, what you went through obviously was maybe supposed to happen. What did you go through again, by the way? I don't really remember.
Did the Range Rover break down? What are we talking about?
You got
here?
New hoop earrings or something?
She's like, oh my God, I've been held prisoner by my experience for way too long. You and what you did, that's not my fights. But you know what? This is what I want. I feel good about this. And I did feel good about coming here and having this conversation with you and letting you know. And he's like,
oh my God, I appreciate your vulnerability.
She's like, yeah, I'm vulnerable. Traumatized. He's like, trauma, vulnerable. She's like, yeah, lifeblood. He's like, meditation guided. They're like, yes, we're friends now. What the fuck are these two up to?
I don't know. So now we have a sandwich tasting.
Are you trying to gaslight me into thinking you have a sandwich shop? What is happening on this show? I know you don't. You have it in the opening. I saw a girl on TikTok go there. You do not have it. Now, I'm rooting for you to have it. I'll go there when you have it. Don't make me watch a scene. I'm with Lala on this one. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I have to pee so badly, and there's a sandwich scene. So Ariana and Katie are explaining.
Why don't you go pee?
I mean, I think I have to pee. I think I have to pee in the middle of this recap.
Go do it. It's everybody, too much. We will come back with the next part of this video in just a minute. Just come back. We'll be back.
Okay.
It's a 19-hour recap. What are you going to do? I'll pee too, sorry, in solidarity.
I'm sorry, America, and to the world.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay, here we are. We're back.
We're back. Thank you. Thank you for letting me use the bathroom because this recap was going so long and we still had so much show left. I was like, I have to pee.
Do what you got to do, baby.
This is the first ever time we have stopped the podcast so one of us could pee. So very exciting. Very exciting indeed.
Yeah, great times.
It's a lot to do. A lot to cover on this episode, okay? Yeah.
So here we are. We are doing this sandwich shop thing again. It's not really understanding why. And I'm with Lala. Lala's like, why are we doing this again? Didn't we do this last summer? The Supersada had it last summer. Can we please just fast forward through this just a little bit? Yeah. Have a baby.
But now the Here's Looking at You inside has, it's, you know, there's like stuff on the walls. There's like, it's like trellises almost. Is it a trellis? Are those trellises like
I think so. The gazebos are the gazebos.
No,
are,
it's
the stuff that plants grow up.
Yeah, I thought trellises like goes overhead. The one on the side is called Oh, it's going to kill me.
I don't know. It's very girly, you know, and like, because it's something about her. It's like a sandwich shop for girls in LA where girls don't eat sandwiches. I'm just saying, yeah, it's not the best business plan. It's an awkward business plan because girls ain't eating that. I'm telling you that right now.
I love a sandwich shop. But what's weird is that this is like a sandwich shop and it's like girly and the sandwiches come out on like a afternoon tea kind of tiered thing and everything. I don't know. If the sandwiches are good, I will be ordering from it because I feel like there are not enough sandwich shops in Los Angeles and I want more and more and more of them.
The sandwich shops in Los Angeles, I mean, other than the chains, this is a chain, but like Fat Sal's, I mean, they're so ridiculous because people don't eat sandwiches. Like it's a culture without bread. Okay. And it's not just girls. It's LA. It's a culture without bread. So when they do have sandwiches, they're like, come here and be the biggest fucking slob you can. And they put as many fucking calories as they can. So when you go there, you feel like Jabba the Hutt eating your fucking, you can't have a sandwich. It's like chicken, but with fettuccine sauce and French fries with cheese. Deep fried in a burrito shell. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Let me tell you something about Fat Sal's. Okay. I went there recently and they used to have a sandwich at Fat Sal's called the Heavenly Ham and Swiss. And it was ham, Swiss, coleslaw, Russian dressing, a very classic sandwich. And recently they've taken it off their menu, but it still kind of like lives in their system. So you could sort of order it off menu. So I went in there and I was like, hey, can I get the Heavenly Ham and Swiss? I know it's not on the menu, but it's still in your system. And the guy's like, oh, actually, we can't, but I can give you something that's close. We have something called the Fat Tiger. It has ham, chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, Swiss cheese, French fries, and honey mustard sauce stuffed between two slices of bread. And I go, that's nothing like what?
That's like zero literally, like it.
It's like there's ham and Swiss on it, but like... It has fries and chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks. It is literally not that sandwich.
That's how that place is. And if anybody's like, what? Hey, why is this is so long? It has nothing to do with the show. That's where they used to go on this show, Fat Sal's. Remember? They used to go hang out at Fat Sal's sometimes. So weird. But yeah, that place, the sandwiches are... Ugh. So this one is like girly sandwiches and Katie's like, yeah, it looks like a rom-com because they had like a set designer for Nancy Meyer Films or something make it. Like, it looks really cute, I think.
Right.
They are doing a lot with a small space. So they have these tiny little tables and Chef Penny's there, of course, about to fuck everyone's life up. I can tell you that much because you don't want to fuck with Chef Penny. So she's putting vases on tables and they're way too big. Like, nothing else will fit on the table. It's a tall order, that restaurant.
It's literally a tall order. The sandwiches come like on a three-dimensional display. So
do you even have tables that big? You do
not. I know. Listen, Chef Penny is going to make a sexy sandwich because she's the sexy chef from Food Network. So they're eating it. They're trying the soppressata and everything. And Schwartz is like, you know, it'd be fun if you had like a super savory, you know, thing, like a kill the hangover type thing. And James goes, ha. You know what he wants? He wants a manwich. We all know Tom loves a sloppy Joe, right? And everyone's like, ooh.
He's like, I had very high hope for the girls in the beginning of this endeavor, but I mean, look, I mean, it's taken so long. I mean, here we are again, still not open. It's almost like they're exactly like Tweedledee and Tweedledee-Dick. Schwartz and Sandys, am I right? God damn it, can the man have a caprese in peace?
This quiz nose has turned into a final exam nose. Come on, ladies, get it together. So now Lisa Vanderpump won't even do this. She's like, oh, darling, another...
Busy.
Another sandwich tasting at the poor people restaurant. I just can't do it. Bring the sandwiches to me.
Let me know when they're desperate enough to take a loan for $10,000 in return for 90% ownership of something about her.
So now they all go with the tray of sandwiches up to Sir, because that's where Lisa is going to be. Because Lisa cannot be bothered to walk three steps down the block into this place. So they go up there and And Lala's like, by the way, Ariana, I was at your house today. Yeah, I was squirting all over your floors. Sorry, nervous. I would have told you sooner, but then we weren't any cameras around. So anyway, I wasn't planning on going last night we went to mocktails and Schwartzy invited us. And then Sandoval was like, you know, y'all want to join us and everything. And he said, Sandoval might join us. Then she basically tells the whole story about how Sandoval came late to dinner.
And Ariana's like, cool story, bro. Okay. And so she's like, okay, so great. Tom's a great person now. Well, the reason I wasn't at my house is because I was in the emergency room. So then she tells the story, her side of this dog story, which is that Tom went into her room. She had a takeout container on the nightstand after Hotel Ziggy. And he let Maya in there, but then shut her in there for hours. And so she ate everything, including the wooden skewers from the chicken satay.
Oh, okay. So it's more like she had a takeout. Okay, it wasn't like there was a thing of pad thai just sitting there. It was that there was it wasn't like a full thing of pad thai. It was that the wooden skewers were still out. So maybe it was just still gross. But not as gross as just festering. Well,
who knows? I mean, who knows? It sounds like you had a takeout container in the room or whatever. I don't know how great. You mean as far as yelling at her her parents to clean her goddamn room?
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying it's because it is possible that there it could have been in the garbage, and that's if you have a takeout container with
Leave chicken satay in my bedroom all day. No, I don't. That's disgusting, yeah. And you will get bugs. I'm still going to mommy you about smell. That. You need to put that shit downstairs. Disgusting. Yeah. Now, it's still her fucking room and her prerogative to have chicken satay in there if she goddamn wants to. You know, fucking Tom putting the dog in there. And Lala's like, that could literally kill a dog. Which, dogs really have good luck with skewers on this show because Mia made it past this one. And remember when Raquel stabbed her dog on accident with some kind of a meat skewer last year? A kebab skewer or something. I mean, dogs are really not afraid of skewers on this show. I'll tell you that.
The artist formerly known as Graham Cracker.
Yes. That's when he changed his name. He's like, they're looking for me. They're coming. The skewer gang is coming after me again.
So, Ariana's basically like, I come home. I got home for all 30 seconds and then I have to rush her to the vet. And they did x-rays and the bill is $6,000,
which is fucking crazy. That is crazy. That's like us talking about going to the doctor. I was horrified. So she's like, you know, that man can't even be trusted to have decent judgment when it comes to a fucking dog. And Lala's like, well, Ariana, I would highly recommend having a conversation with him. And she's like, oh my god, there's no conversation I could have with him that isn't me literally slitting his throat right now. And yeah. James is like, I know, I feel the same way about my philodendron. Damn it. Still can't think of good plants.
By the way, speaking of plants, did anyone else get electrocuted by their flower this morning? Just me? I feel like Ariana's dogs go into medical distress whenever betrayal is afoot. I think this is what we're learning.
Yeah, no kidding, right? That's true. That's a good point. She's like, he doesn't give a fuck about what I consider to be my children.
How dare she? That's a dog. That is not a child.
Exactly. Lisa and Ken. I was trying to think of a plant. I'm really an idiot. I was literally here trying to make a plant joke and couldn't think of a plant, so.
My Monstera plant. So, speaking of Monsteras, here come Lisa and Ken, and she's like, oh, look, the girls are going to come by because I just want to taste their sandwiches, and hopefully they've come up with something a little bit more inventive than a caprese, am I right? I mean, it's just mozzarella and basil and tomato and been used a billion times over by every restaurant establishment since the dawn of time, am I right? Oh, look, here they come with a stack of caprese's.
If I wanted to spend an hour with a little white round blob that didn't do anything all day, I'd just sit with Ken. Get it?
Get it, Ken. Oh, you're the caprese now.
You are the caprese of my life. Do you remember when I recorded a single with Lionel Richie? Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Caprese, we're never going to survive unless we get a little caprese.
So they're brought a whole tray of sandwiches. And like, oh, God, still not open, eh, girls? Have a seat.
Are you desperate for little old Ursula yet, darlings?
I mean, I can't believe the sandwich shop hasn't even opened yet. I mean, they signed the lease over a year ago on money they spent on the place and cost a fortune. And the sandwiches, I mean, they've got to sell a shitload of sandwiches. They need to start right now. I can't believe they've gotten caught up in all this permitting. It's almost as if someone with connections has made sure that the permitting offices don't let it open. And
that's exactly right, because isn't she the one who found them that lease? Remember?
She's like, oh, I found the perfect little spot right down the street from me. All it will take is a week with your voice. He had it coming. He had it coming.
Lisa's just going to take over Ariana's Chicago voice.
Yeah, she's doing Chicago rehearsals. Okay, so here's my question about the thing, and this is not even a judgment. I know it's a surprise. It's a legit question. They can't open the restaurant because of permitting for the outside patio, right? Because isn't that what they had to tear down? But why can't they open the inside of it? That's what's confusing.
I really don't know. I know that, like, WeHo is a real bitch when it comes to permitting. But, like, we've also seen...
Or anything. Yeah.
But, like, especially parking. But we've also seen places open up in WeHo before, so we know it can happen. I really don't know why it's taking this long.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they talk about it a little bit, and Kate's like, oh my God, I found out something really juicy. Like in 2014, Schwartz kissed Sheena in Vegas.
Ken's like, Schwartz did? Oh, I can't believe that Schwartz kissed Sheena in Las Vegas when they were pretending not to be into each other, but they totally had sex, and that's just so disrespectful to Katie, am I right?
Outside, Pearl Mozzarella. Nobody needs to hear it from you right now, tiny blob. All right, anyway, girls, you need to get this restaurant open, eh?
She's like, but did you hear me? Schwartz made out with Sheena.
Oh, really? Schwartz is kissing Sheena. Oh, no. Who said that? Honestly, were cameras there in 2014? They didn't get it. Somebody's fired. Let's go back to 2014 and fire that lazy fuck. Is it relevant today, Katie? About as relevant as your caprese, I'd say. Change of subject.
Besides, who even said that? And Katie's like, they both have admitted it. And we see that 2 hours ago. Katie had confronted Schwartz about this, and she's like, so, Lala told me some news that you dropped on her. What? Yeah, like you and Sheena back in the day.
This is so sad. I just say, this is the saddest storyline I've ever seen. You literally just said, you know what I found out about 2014? Stop it. Stop it. I can't with this. And Vanderpump can't either. She's like, oh God.
I heard you guys were like making out while Mitt Romney was making his keynote speech at the RNC.
I mean, come on. Give me a fucking break. So now Schwartz comes over and he's like, oh hi, it's just me, just a little boy. It's so crazy that they even let me serve alcohol in here, but I've got some espresso martinis. Don't want to confuse anybody by saying that correctly on Bravo. I'll leave now. I don't want to hurt anybody. Hi, Ariana. Hi. Katie. And Katie goes, uh-oh, here it comes.
And he spills, by the way, the martinis all over the table.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Did you say that part?
No. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm putting on lip gloss and, like, I don't know. I'm in 2014 still. Like,
so he spills all over, and Vanderpump's like, well, no wonder why you were never a waiter. It's like, hey, guys, how's it going, Ken? Oh, that's nice that you put some basil on your head. Yes, he's my little caprese. Oh, that makes sense.
And Katie's like, yeah. And Lisa says, I can't believe you made that with Sheena. He's like, oh, gosh, that's a long story. Huh? And Katie says, yeah. And I was just so trusting. You've had it so good for so many years. Yeah, that's what everybody says about Schwartz. Man, he really had it good for a long time. That guy. You're both miserable. You've always been miserable. Stop acting.
So Schwartz is truly the poster boy for privilege, right? So Schwartz is like, oh, And Kate goes, but you blew it. You blew it. Ariana's like, you fumbled so hard, dude. So hard. Yeah, you fumbled so hard, and now you got Sloppy Joe.
Wow, it took you 2 whole minutes to steal that one. Remember at the beginning of the season when I was like, oh my God, I know I'm gonna like Katie this season because she called Tom Schwartz. She said he looked like a couch. And then someone wrote us and was like, actually, he said he looked like a couch. She just stole that line later for the thing. So that's what she does. You know, she's like, that was funny. I'm gonna steal it. So they're like, you suck, Tom. And he's like, I'm gonna leave. And like, yeah, you can't take it, Tom. You can't take it. What is it? At this point, I'm starting to be Tom. I'm like, come on. How many times does he have to? Jesus Christ. It was 2014. He's done work. But then again, he did this to himself by bringing it up. Never mind.
Yeah. No, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever.
Oh, why is Katie bringing this up again? Because you just broke this news. That's a big deal that like you and Sheena made out, okay?
It's literally not. But he did it on purpose to ruffle Katie, and now he's got Katie ruffled, and now he gets to be a big victim, you know? Now Katie is all excited that she gets to be a big victim, but then now she's yelling at Tom Schwartz, and so now Tom Schwartz gets to be a big victim. And these two are just happy as ever in their relationship. So I don't know why we even bother with it.
I'm out. So Lisa's like, do you feel angry at him? Rhetorical question. Of course you feel angry at him. Are you sad? Do you want to cry? Would you say that you are on the way to being a broken bird? I can fix you, darling. I can fix you.
And Katie's like, he just orbits in my universe and he just like fails. That's it.
So Ariana's like, yeah, it's like he's like Arrested Development. Katie's like, yeah, thank you. Yeah, Arrested Development. So Tom goes to the bar and he's there with Brock and Sheena. And Schwartz is like, that was a bad idea. I just got grilled, unlike their sandwiches. Don't exist.
And Brock's like, bro, you're sweating. Do you want to drink this and then recompose? Jesus, man. And he's like, they're roasting me. I mean, I guess I am roastable or steamable if you keep me in the bag. Well, it's drink then. What are they roasting you about? Sheena again. Well, let me talk about that. You know, listen, they went back to that. And he goes, yeah, but like, you know, me and Katie had a tumultuous relationship and she would just get me so upset. And I had so much pent up resentment with her that, I handled it the most cowardly way. You know what I would do? I'd go out and intentionally get shit-faced and make out with strangers. Oh, I'm such a coward. Do you want to make out?
But it was Katie's fault. It was Katie's fault. But I was such a coward about the way I handled all the things that Katie would do to me.
You just talk about fucking cowards.
So Brock's like, okay, so you felt so repressed that was your out. Like, that was your fuck you there, right? Dr. Brock is here.
And Schwartz is like, yeah, and I'm ashamed of it. And I just want to sit down with her and be like, I'm fucking sorry. I'm so sorry. But you're a mean witch. You're so mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Katie.
Yeah, he's so ridiculous. My God. I just want to be like, I'm so fucking sorry that you made me do everything that I did.
Well, Katie's overreacting from a kiss that happened 10 years ago. And Katie needs to get off a high horse because I know for a fact that there's some real double standards happening here.
Can I tell you the truth? We were partying the other night and Katie left with somebody in your friend group.
And he's like, what? What?
He's like, I still have friends and they're in a group? Oh, that's great news.
So who made out with Joe? Katie fucked Joe?
And he's like, no. I'm saying it's your boy.
Max.
I like that Brock for a half a second pretends to actually be discreet about this. Like, I'm not going to say names. It was your bro. It was your boy. It was Brax. It was Max.
So Schwartz is best friends with Max?
I didn't know. Yeah. Well, they were always best friends. But of course, Max got fired from the show for having racist tweets back in the day. So I guess they're still friends and hanging out. So Brock is like, that's your mate. That's your mate, bro.
I'm surprised that's Katie would bang somebody or make out, hook up with somebody that has that in their past.
It is sort of not great. I thought Max is not. Also, by the way, Max is also just like deeply gross. Uncharismatic and gross and unattractive.
Max is gross beyond everything else. Max is gross and he's fucked everybody, like literally
racist tweets. It's like it's just like it just gets worse and worse.
And I would say, do people ever get forgiven? Like, when is the time limit for that? But we're talking about a makeout from 12 years ago, so I don't think this is the appropriate time to say that.
So I personally, though, that all that being said, I loved this only to see Schwartz have to reel in it for 1 second. He's like, yeah. Really? Katie and Max.
Gross, Katie and Max? Yeah. And he's like, Max is the former manager at TomTom. Those of you who are like the rest of us and pretend that one season didn't happen. He's also a really good buddy of mine. You know, this has the telltale signs of a revenge bang.
Which, I don't know. I'm not mad at a revenge bang. Personally,
me neither. I think this is a great move by Katie. I fucking love it. She played his own game right back at him.
And you can see him becoming rageful, but he's trying to also keep his like sweet little boy thing. And he's like, he does not know how to reconcile the two.
No, look, did I wish Katie had better taste? Of course, but I've always wished Katie had better taste. I mean, I said that on their wedding episode. So,
yeah.
But I love this for her. So, Brock is like, yeah, I mean, I didn't watch. I wasn't in the room, but we sent a message, where you at? And his location was at a house. And he's like, what? He goes, yeah. And then he sent me an emoji of a face, eyes, and then a mouth like a straight line.
And then Brock does it. Brock does a surprisingly effective straight mouth emoji impersonation.
It's like when Sheena says, what do you want for dinner? And I say, a gordita instead of enchilada.
It's like when Sheena says, should we get a babysitter? And I'm so shocked, I just go.
And he goes, oh my God, that's a bad emoji. So Brock's like, yeah. And then he said it was bound to happen. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, sorry, I made that sound effect, but it's a big deal.
If there were a dun, dun, dun emoji, he probably would have sent that. So Brock's like, after Hotel Ziggy, we decided to go to an after party, and she never invited Max. He just rocked up. And then Kay was there, and throughout the night, we could see them getting closer and closer. And as we sought to leave, they kind of leave together. In some ways, he was almost Waltz and Matilda, if you know what I'm saying.
So he tells us this story, and he's like, basically, Katie left with Max, okay? And then Sheena is following their location, so they could see that the next morning, Sheena knew exactly where Katie was, which was his building, or he was at her building, whatever.
Sheena tries to make it seem so normal. She's like, well, later that night, I checked his location, and I'm like, I don't think you live in the same building as Katie. It's like, okay, fine, because you were asking, where's Max? You look at the location, and then she goes, and then the next morning, just out of curiosity, I checked again, and he was still there.
She goes, it's not like it's some creepy thing. I mean, I just happen to be checking his location multiple times.
She has 58 people's locations in her phone, by the way. It's like not creepy. I just wanted to make sure he was safe. Make sure that like he got home okay. That's it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a mess. Hold on, I got lost in my notes.
Sorry. So she tells the story. It's like, it's totally normal. And Sandoval arrives at Sir, and so he's wearing kind of like a Western getup, and he's walking with T, and everyone's like watching them come in and everything, and she's like, are they coming in now? And so Tom has just gone on a date with T, and thankfully this was just relegated to a quick flashback, because I actually remember this was in the trailer, and we're like, oh, we had a whole discussion. Are they at Highland Park Bowl, whatever? Thankfully, the whole bowling date, like 5 seconds of airtime. I'm so glad. But they just
I feel for T, because she's putting in so much work. Like, she's showing up to so many things and dating this fucking loser old man, and they don't even show her scenes. Like, they all get cut.
I know.
I kind of feel for her. Like, she's making an effort, you know?
Yeah. So then Brock's like, you missed it. Sandoval's like, oh, dude, what happened? Was it more breathing exercises? Hold on.
He's like, did you go through any emotional trauma? I'm back. God, that felt good.
Oh, were you guys locking dogs in rooms? No. So Schwartz is like, oh, Max and Katie went home and made out. No, they touched pee-pees.
And Sandoval's like, there's a total double standard when it comes to Katie. There always has been. It's so fucking obvious how ridiculous that is.
Oh, please. Katie is not allowed to go bang Max. Now, listen, could she have chosen better? Of course. But she's not with Tom. She's been away from Tom forever. And who cares if that's his best friend? He earned it. He's shown no respect. Why the fuck should she? Good for her.
Yeah. The contract is null and void, and it was Schwartz who voided it. So, and Sandoval doesn't get to weigh in about what's proper or improper when it comes to having relations with people.
Sandoval, I wouldn't let Sandoval weigh in at a Weight Watchers meeting at this point, okay? You have lost all your rights to weigh in anywhere, sir.
Yeah.
God, I'm really obsessed with Weight Watchers today. It's come up like 10 times. I can't let
Janelle
it go.
With us? Is Janelle with us?
I'm hungry. So then...
I'm so hungry.
Lisa,
I'm so hungry.
Starving. So the girls go to the bar, and this leaves Vanderpump time to talk to the boys. So then Ariana goes to the bar and she sees T there.
This is so great.
And she goes,
this is so great.
Hi, so how old are you? And she's like, 25. And she's, that makes sense.
That makes sense. She goes, I'm sure you've been given a very different version of events from reality, but don't waste your time with a 41-year-old narcissist. That's all I have to say. It's just like the most like glorious... like glorious, obvious cock blocking.
Yes, I loved this. And so Sheena's like, what did you say to Schwartz? So then, by the way, also T's reaction to all of this, she's a pro too, because she was just like, oh my God, hi. She was just smiling. She's like, no, I will not let any of this affect me. She's remember, like, this is just for the TikTok followers.
Smile to the cameras, smile to the cameras. So Brock's like, well, I told Schwartz because, you know, it wasn't your, like, I didn't want you to be the one to say something about this. And she was like, I wasn't going to. Well, then why are you so upset about it? Well, why would you do that? And that's, like, not our place, because our place is actually, I can actually show you, this is the address of our place. It's on our location. That's our place.
Well, oh my God, Tori's at our place. That's so funny.
Oh my God, Summer Moon is at Sizzler. Why is she there?
And he's like, but you were going to say something if I didn't. She's like, no, I wasn't. So she's like, oh my God, Katie and I are finally in a good place. Why are you doing this?
And Sheena, pull your head in. Pull your head in or I'll go home. I'll go home, Sheena.
And so he's all pissed off at her. Meanwhile, we cut back to Ariana and T. And Ariana's like, well, while I was at my grandmother's funeral, they were fucking in my house. And she goes, oh my God, you were like so strong. She's like, yeah. She's like, well, listen here. You're a prize, okay? He's not a prize. Hey, would you agree, Sheena? He's not the prize. And she goes, yeah, he's not the prize. He is 17 feet away from us, though.
There actually is a prize that's about 3 miles away. So they go back to the table, and Lala tells Sheena, Lala can tell that Sheena is upset, so she asks her what's wrong, and Sheena's like, I'm just like, just ask Brock. I'm like so angry right now. I'm like not gonna say another word about this until like about, you know, in about 2 minutes. So Katie's like, Brock, what happened? Anyway, she's upset. I spoke to Schwartz about last night's interaction with you and Mix.
And of course, Brock announces the entire table, because that's how this group rolls. And at the table, this is where the possibly the most annoying debut of a Below Deck character in ages, which is actually is a blessing from the Lord. So thank you, sir. But what's his name, Ben?
So his name is Dylan. So this was this while this whole scene that we're discussing unfurls, there is a really handsome guy next to Katie. And I think we saw him in the trailer. We're like, who's that? Well, it turns out for people who don't watch Below Deck, because it turns out a lot of people don't watch Below Deck who watch Vanderpump Rules. He is the new Deckie who debuted on Monday on Below Deck. And he's this like hot 23-year-old, but he's like also, he's like, I'm all about positivity. I really care because I was like fat for my life and I was made fun of it. So now I have the best body of them all. And I just like, I see people on the side of the street. I like put up my hand and it's like, if you go high five, and they don't even know what's going on, but they'll always remember it. And it's like, who is this hot and super annoying person? And now here he is on Vanderpump Rules.
On television.
Making a double debut.
Yeah.
Unexplained. Like, there's no context to it. He's just there.
Yeah. He's just friends with them. They're Bravo people, okay? They probably met at BravoCon.
Just really quick. It's really quick. Especially, it's really hard for a Below Deck person to cross over into the world of Vanderpump Rules. And he did it, like, within 24 hours of just even appearing on Below Deck for the first time. I've never seen anything happen so quickly.
It's because I'm thin now, mother. It's because I'm thin now.
He gave her a high five.
I have everything I wanted.
Be friends with me.
I'm thin. So Brock announces to the table that the interaction with you and Max. So Ariana's like, wait, what do you mean the interaction with you and Max? Boyens? Max Boyens? And Katie's like, what do you mean? What, like the worst liar ever.
Don't She's
like,
cast what? Her on the traitors. What?
What are you talking like,
what's
about?
Going on? So Lala's like, oh my God, did you have a thing with Max Boyens? That is so awkward. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I get another napkin?
I just squirted over the Below Deck guy. So Katie's like, so like Max came over to my place afterwards. Like, so what? Brock goes, yeah. It's like, yeah. So he like came over.
So oh, what? All right. So you guys just watch Netflix and chill then, eh?
And she goes, what's the big deal, Brock? And he goes, oh, no big deal. I was just letting him know that his best friend was at his ex-wife's house. That's all. She goes, what does he need to know?
Because he got his ass rammed for keeping it in the friend group when you went to his best friend. That's why.
Katie's like, when I asked him like 3 months into our separation not to fucking fuck around in the group, he did not give a single fuck about what I thought. So who cares?
Agree with Katie. Yeah. Listen, it happens 100%. A few times a year. 100% agree with Katie. And Lala's like, oh my God, did they sleep together? And she's like,
oh my God, I'm staying out of it. It's not my business, but yes, I have access to their camera and I heard a lot of moaning. I heard like moaning and then banging of a headboard and then I heard this sound.
Oh my God, that's like Katie's mating call.
Lala's like, I don't recognize this version of Katie. Okay, like the Katie I know doesn't seek revenge. She just doesn't. She just talks about it, but she's like really lazy. Okay, look at her music career.
She doesn't actually get up and do it.
Brock's like,
and Brock's like, well, go ahead, Ben.
You know what? You do it. You are the Brock. No. I cede the floor to you, other Brock.
All right. Well, if my best friend sleeps with my wife, first I high five him and say, that's not an easy pair of pants to get into, is it? And then I'd headbutt him. Say, we'll talk about this. We'll compare notes later, bro.
Okay. Well, I know no one asked me, but I don't want to talk about this. So I checked to see if my friends got home safe and I saw his location. And I was like, oh, maybe he dropped Katie off. And then I checked again to see like, did she get out of the car? Okay. And then like, I checked again. And then like the next day it was like still there. And I was like, oh.
Katie's like, Sheena, what the fuck are you even saying? The fuck are you even saying?
And she's like, you know, like Brock's on my phone and that's like why he went and like said something now. That's it. Like I'm just like, oh. And I was just like, oh. And I was like, oh, that's it.
Oh my God. So now Lala, so of course this affects Lala, right? Because it's everything. So she's like, oh my God. Like Billy, this group is too weird. Like everyone's just so full of shit. Like I can't take it. Ariana's lying about why she's still in the house and her financial situations. You've got
what was that?
I don't know. Like,
what was that?
Ariana's pretending that she's poor when she's really loaded from all of these brand deals, I guess is what she's saying.
Give us context.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, you got Sheena like following every single person's fucking location. And
which is amazing.
And she and Schwartz are like hiding that they made out one time. And now Katie's hooked up with Max, who's Schwartz's best friend. And like that's a big secret. The way everyone is moving is just like gross. I hate when people keep secrets, which is why people didn't know I was dating.
If they're going to keep a secret, at least get a Range Rover out of it.
Yeah. This is why people didn't know I was dating Rand for like 3 years.
She's like, I'm leaving. This group is so fucking chaotic and the weird. Like, I don't want to be transparent about anything. No, I'm annoyed. I'm leaving. I love you all. Goodbye. Squirt out.
And that's it. It ends with somehow Lala being the most offended person at the table, which is, you know, of course it did.
I am so mad right now.
But nice return to the mess with literally everybody. And I love that Sheena is still fucking stalking people. That is so funny that people let Sheena follow their location.
Good for her. Good for her.
Atta girl.
So funny. What a messy episode. I loved it. Like, This show still has it. It's a shocking. It's just shocking. They are so toxic to each other, all of them.
Yeah. Still got it, people. Still got it. All right, everybody. Thank you for... If you're still here, you are really a fucking trooper.
Thank you for listening to this five-part...
My God. This was literally the longest we've done in a long time. So thank you, everybody, for being here, for all your support. Go get tickets. You're up. Blah, blah. I'm not even going to bug you with that shit right now because we've taken so much. We love you guys.
Don't even bug.
We'll talk to you for Summer House coming up next.
Yeah. Oh, can't even wait.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We're Pilsch Poppers for Jen Pilsch.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.